In Isaiah chapter 42 verse 21, the Bible says, "The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will magnify the Lord, make it honorable. But this is the people, robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, none delivereth, for a spoil, and none saith, restore." That is the obituary of a people. But these people, this is a robbed, but this is a people, robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey and none delivereth, for a spoil and none saith, restore. Today we are going to be praying for our nation and on our land. They are for a spoil and none saith, restore. Hallelujah. None saith, restore. How many of you saw the pictures on Facebook? The Southern Kaduna Massacre. You saw it on Facebook. It's a five pictures of abomination. It's a beast of reckless wickedness. None saith, restore. There is no voice that is speaking angrily. It's as if the church has lost its utterance. The time when Zion needs redemption. Said these people. They are in prison houses. They are for a prey. Besieged in holes. For a spoil. And none say it. We want to cry. This is an evil under the sun. And when you see an evil under the sun, your calling as an intercessor puts a burden upon you to report it to the court of heaven. That is the job of an intercessor. He's a lawyer. He's a legal luminary that brings issues of violations of the statutes of God before the court of the whole earth. So when you hear the preacher say, "This is an evil under the sun," it's a man that is preparing a treatise to present before the court of heaven. We want to cry, restore, 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 restore. We are snared in holes. We are robbed and spoiled. We are hid in prison houses. We are for a prey and none delivered. For a spoil and none saith, restore. I want us to begin to remind God of the covenant He has with Nigeria. Many years ago, a prophet walked our land from the Netherlands, Pa Elton. He was a favored man of God. And it was through him that we were able to peep into the chronicles, that which was written concerning the destiny of our nation. The prophecies that he uttered actually revealed the intent of God that he has in mind to do with the peoples of our nation. Hallelujah. We were not raised for destruction. We were not raised for slaughter. The agenda of God concerning us is that we'll be the apostolic face of Africa. And the things that what God wants to do in the nations of the world, he comes here as his nursery to first test run it. It's a place to test run the policy statements of heaven that he intends to plant in the nations of the earth. Nigeria. Hallelujah. We are so diverse, but even sociology and political science has not been able to find out the reason why we are still together. The nation has been through many more things than other nations that splitted have gone through. Because there is something in God that is the reason for our existence. We want to report this abnormality under the sun. This abnormality of bloodshed, this beast of wickedness that is navigating to our borders. Can we report it to the court of heaven as an evil under the sun? I want you to present it. It's an evil. We reject it. We denounce it. We curse everyone whose hand, whose one naira, whose money, whose counsel is in this massacre. We are not a people without a voice. We have a God, a sovereign, a strong. He's called Jehovah, the man of war. He's the only one that knows how to really do battle. I want us to report this anomaly, this abomination, to the court of heaven. These people, the Bible says, are spoiled. They are spoiled. Robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. Therefore you pray, non-deliberate, for a spoil, and non-say and restore. A priest is supposed to report every violation of the constitution of the kingdom of heaven, finds expression upon the face of the earth, and insists that the powers that sit in the courts of glory will bring judgment, justice, and equity. And the perspective of that kingdom, the influence of that kingdom, is invited to bring justice in the way, in the place of impunity, to bring order in the place of lawlessness. This is an abomination. It's an evil under the sun. I want you to report it. Report it to the court of heaven. The other time it was Taraba. Then Benue State, the Agatu people, felt the scourge of the rod of the Assyrian. Now the southern Kaduna people are being tormented by this beast of reckless wickedness. Lord, we bring this matter before the court of heaven. This complaint before the court of heaven. This abomination before the court of heaven, this work of wickedness, this work of darkness, this evil, we report it to the court. We insist that judgment be passed on behalf of the saints. Kailo Maraseli, Tobala Kunat, Ilamo Saka, Taita Kombalate, Mete Kataboto Kaparasanta. Melando Zeketa Mila Capra Satamala Deloba Endo Masingla Dabaratande Senacombala Abrasqueso Melecantelia Sila Combre Mandalara Nasqueta Brasqueso Dela Ilaton Brasqueta Minacanda Hello Brasqueta Mantelia Estominatia Ta Combre. Demand justice, demand justice from the court of heaven. The Bible says that God is the custodian of the balanced scales of justice, of judgment and equity. This is an evil, it's an abnormality, it's an abomination under the sun. And we bring this case before the Lord, the righteous judge, that your hand might be spread forth, that your hand might go to war. Let everyone that is behind this advancement of slaughter, everyone whose one naira is there, whose $1 is there, everyone that committed counsel to this cause, Father, we ask that your hand be stretched forth. Let your hand be stretched forth. Let your hand be stretched forth. Let your hand be stretched forth. Your hand of judgment, your hand of justice,
your hand of equity. Lord, we call upon your name. Man leste ke brata lo kosa mantalia. Mendozo no te pres katala barantali moskantelia. Ambereso riaka barnas kentalia. Ahambaras ketom bresa nata kasketa branta babola nadeli. Ambresa baranas kaita bonda kaperate. Don't allow this abomination go without an answer from heaven. For if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will heal their land. Let's sweep judgment, come from the presence of God. Let's sweep judgment. We pronounce a curse, a bitter curse on anyone whose hand is in this advancement. Bring this case to the court of heaven. Demand justice from Zion. Ilato brazaita kantemana halabata. Embrosa mareka bela tenibo. Escata branta kula tebli, esela barata, aita maratos, cambres and atebregede, malato sika, malato, aita mandele cale, kilabonda, sandala babaria, ingobenda, sila tetelia, tabora, elia la babaraba, setum pre, inabondia sabote, azia la conda, zia la briga. Ento mina tahandele sopreta balatwa, mayato mina branta lose balwa, ento mina dele taita kombre, mandoria sika branta baboni balatwa, embra menso mantolia keba natombre, ento mina branta kayato mina branta babali mala, aita malabonda sembria skate malonde, inka malabaran sombria lababaya, Ento mina braske, tabina bregete, ikabas sonda mina braske, taila branda baboria, mantoske te brande kalia, maridasko bregete la sobria la babo, esso mina branda babalida kaske, tabina, aita bronde masbila bronda baha, that the blood of the slain might be precious in the sight of God, that the blood of the fallen might be precious in the sight of God. Esomasaita cone mantelli, mela sombres caparate, escobra di capatalia salato cantelia, en caparasa namarata branta baboli malasenia, en ombres adato mantali balatendo, agabalata masaita presco tamina branta babolia, angabarasa tabrata balata, agabalata branta baboli balatua, agabalata branta basseketala. Agabalata planta basson de la briata, maita compres canta babora samante, aparatos campresa manta la baboria, ecamansa la barata minanzaita planta baboria, ecamanse pregedela samina planta babori balatalia, igamanta la baratos kempregedela samantali bala, ecasqueta briata babori masanta planta babori malatalia. Asamantala barata mina sombre, makayanto mina sata branta balatonesa, imbregedala na sonte manzali magantelia, esomina branta babonja nata branta baletomala, esombregedela samina branta baboli malatalia, ega mansa mina tala braskanta baboli malahai, aita monsa manta breska tala baboria, esomina branta babali malasanta, Ambrabalata planta basomregete la samina planta babolia, Aramasata, 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 planta babali malatalia, planta babolacata, Aramasemina casqueta mina planta babolia, Descompres cabalato mina casqueta la santa babolia. Thank you. justice. Demand judgment. Demand equity. For this is an abomination under the sun. Under the sun. This is an abomination. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. Elon Samantha Lesozaita Planta Babole Kaske Maruda Baba Sako Pata Sila Complex Kamanta Lababoria Sato Bre Cantolo Banata Samina Planta Bayatos Capres Cabarata Itos Candela Sumata Nicopana Naske Mana Santa Babori Balato Ata Canta Blascata Babori Balato. Am Brahma Satala, Brahma Satala, Brahma Satala. Nebroskate Minasaita, Bronda, Batada, Planta, Baboli, Balatua. Anton Grace, Adade Boskata, Planta, Baboli, Malata. That the Lord might arise and let his enemies be scattered. Mesotamina Brasketania, Planta, Babolia. Antomina Sata, Planta, Kasketamina, Planta, Babolate. Eta menso pres kazaita planta baboni mazahita amprabasedos kata planta bababatwa asesaita planta baleto zamenata mabrasata planta bakos ketamina planta babani mala esom pregedela zapata tabina sabriata bababatwa agabalata planta basopregedela samina planta babolia ega basata planta balata mandala bababata planta babolia Ata balata planta basebriata babalata planta babole balatoa. Antempresa balatoa skesamena planta babole balatalia. Ata balata planta basopre getena samena planta babole balatalia. Eka basatia planta balatabre getena samena. Antomena zaita planta babole bakaska tamena planta babala. Marasate prenta kosta tamena planta babole balatoa. Agabalata basaita planta babonza mata planta bayata kasketalia. Ika balata planta basama lata planta baboliba latu ana basata. Abriana babonza mata planta babalia tatemu sade. Angregetela sa planta babata planta babola bata. Mantara babata planta babola danda zliata planta baboliba latua. Akabalata planta basebregetela skabalata planta baboliba latua. Ansa bina planta babola kapatala balata bina planta baboliba latua. Akabalata planta basobriata baboliba latua. Akabayato sentola balatua. Akabalata planta basebregetela sabala. Ikamantala balato skamina zaila tatalia. Ekamansayata planta baboliba lata. We bring a case, a petition. A petition. A petition to the court of heaven as touching the abominations taking place in this nation, the slaughters, the killings, the maimings, the wickedness. We bring a petition, we bring a petition, and we ask, oh God, making a demand on thy righteous nature, making a demand on equity, making a demand on justice. Making a demand on judgment, that your hand might be spread forth, that your hand might be spread forth, that your hand might be spread forth. Let this abomination not go unattended. Let this abomination not go unattended. Ahade kosamana. Every accomplice, every culprit that is in this abomination, in the name of Jesus, we say, Lord, let this abnormally, this abomination, not go unattended. In the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, for justice. We ask, oh God, for judgment. We ask, oh God, that your hand might be stretched forth. Let your hand be stretched forth. Let your hand be stretched forth. Allah bosa matata ikasate bolokoria babala. Lesom prezazina dilato malata preskombata meletam braila hands for bereta skita brata balatala. We curse this beast, this beast, this blood-sucking beast, this beast of wickedness, this beast of recklessness. We curse it in the name of Jesus. Mantalabaratos Kembregedela Zamantalia. Esomina branta babola sabarata. Abranta basopre gaziata branta bakula basaita. Asenate kobela tua. Asenate kolato tembre. Mata zozani kabraska talabarata moska. Insist that there must be a response. A response for heaven. Insist upon it. Thou God of justice, Thou God of judgment, Thou God of equity, this abnormality, the bloodshed taking place in this nation, we insist, we demand justice, we demand judgment, we demand intervention, we demand, oh God, that your hand be stretched forth, that your power be stretched forth, let every accomplice come under the sledgehammer of your judgment, in the name of Jesus. Insist upon it. It's an evil under the sun. It's an evil under the sun. An abomination. Insist upon it. Bring the case to the court of heaven. Demand intervention. We call upon the name of the just judge, of the righteous judge, of the great judge, of the judge of power. We call upon the name of the governor among the nations, the one that sleepeth in the circles of the earth, the one that maketh good. Oh God, we call upon him. Haite kabosama, for he, my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray. Seek my face. Turn from their wicked ways. You said you will hear from heaven. Your people are gathered. And we came with a petition. With a prayer. With a motion. Concerning the abominations that make us desolate in our nation. The slaughters. Mimics. People burnt in their sleep. Young ones below the age of 5, murdered in cold blood. We ask, oh God, that thy hand of justice, thy hand of judgment, thy hand of equity, my go to work. Aite bala sobre nana kabala. Manto sabande kabaraske tombre. Kase barato sabalat. Ay kabaske tamina. Andore kasi baratola. Akabasanta baboria. Eka deza menate. Eka daga blonda bakade basobria. Eka braske tamandala baboria. Asembre gede. Govala fiata. Govala taipa, govala santa baboria, emblema santa branta babosa malatali, egabasuka barate, anskaido marita baratua, esombreza zazaila barata manda, ikamenso badia lotema, andela kasketa brigadantelia, asa manzala bataya, asaka bata mantaya, escombregete, asima talibokoria, abarate masketa. Let the blood of the slain be precious in thy sight. Let the blood of the fallen be precious in thy sight. Esa mentoria, aziza natela, abranta baboske mata, abarates combregete, izabodia capeta, esa mandora cantele, ade abababababa. Ekabo samanteli monzaid. Ekabon saman zala bonga batala. Ekabon zele talia pranta babolo koda. Esa bongo proskela. Manda la barreta konda. Aisa ika prande kum saman. Ika barato samentalia. Ate de kota balatua. Asa mentola. Ika pranta babolia. Ika preska tamina.
Thing happens when the blood of a righteous man touches the ground. A strange thing happens. It creates a lot of legal possibilities. You can slay the wicked, no problem. But the righteous man cannot be slain without repercussion. That was what happened in the case of Jesus. According to the claims of divine justice, of equity, and of judgment. That is captured in the book of Psalm 17. Hallelujah. Okay, let me show you the permutation. Sit down for 5 minutes. Legal proceeding account of a violation of the constitution that governs this realm. So you are supposed to be able to identify an abomination and to report it to heaven. That's part of your job. Now, according to the book of Psalms 7 verse 19, I was gauging it either 19:7, 7:19, 9:17, but I found out it is 7:9. Sorry, 9:17. Sorry, 9:17. Psalms 9:7. This is the constitution. The constitution provides that the wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. This is the constitution. Who is turned into hell? The wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations that hate God. Hallelujah. And then suddenly, Jesus shows up. And he begins to cast out devils. Begins to heal the sick. He begins to cleanse the lepers. And Satan is aroused. This guy is trying to make us look cheap before the eyes of these people. Because one of the things that the devil will never want you to be able to do, if he has his way, he will hide it, is to see demons casted out. Because when you ever see, maybe in a deliverance session, you see how demons tremble under the authority of Christ, it's a very graphic display of the defeat of the devil. If he has his way, he will conceal that possibility. So Jesus began to show publicly how that he had authority over the kingdom of darkness. The devil felt threatened by him. And in response to his ministry, his activity of benevolence and philanthropy, he decided to end him permanently. Let's solve the problem of this man. Because the nature of Satan is wickedness. And in that case, he did not calculate properly before he took Jesus out. Unknown to him, according to the constitution, it's only the wicked that should be turned into hell. But you see, Jesus was innocent. Meanwhile, he had already killed Jesus. In fact, a passage was made for him to go into hell to begin to suffer. Meanwhile, that suffering that Jesus was actually suffering in hell was unconstitutional. Because Jesus did not number among the wicked. No sin was found in him. Satan himself came to inspect Jesus. If there was any product of darkness that was lingering on Jesus, if there was any affinity that Jesus had with any of the products that he had on display, and the Bible says that the prince of this world cometh, and what he found, what? So he himself came for the inspection. And all of that was written in the court of heaven as touching this man Jesus. And then the Jesus was turned into hell, and he went quietly. That was the base of Satan's dominion. That was the quarter that was handed over to Satan to sit as king in view of the fact that a regime of rebellion had begun. And Jesus was now to pass some time in hell. And hallelujah. Satan was happy that he had accomplished something. Meanwhile, there was a permutation that was going on. The justice system of heaven was trying the situation. And every price that Jesus paid, every minute, it was the ground that sucked in the blood of Abel that brought witness against Cain. Right? Not same ground. Brought what? Not the physical Abel. The physical Abel had gone to the place of rest, Seol, the place of departed spirits. But his blood was still active, pressing charges in heaven. You know, I was preaching somewhere and I told them that, see, the fact that you can pay house rent doesn't mean you can stay in a house. Because people that understand spiritual things can program the ground against you. One of the ways they can program the ground is that while they are building the house, they can bury a goat in the foundation. You are not with... Okay. You guys are modern Christians. You... You got born again in the town. Life is war. If the man buries a goat in the foundation of that building, and then you are the one that comes to stay there, as that goat begins to get rotten, with some incantations, they will have to send that sacrifice on errand. If not, it's powerless. They have to send it on errand. Give it some instructions. All right? And if the instructions given to that sacrifice is that the demon spirit that was invoked to receive the sacrifice, as long as that thing is decaying and that thing is on that spot, the demon spirit has right to operate in that place. And then you now pay house rent and you pack your load, bring your wife there. So you want to start life. Hallelujah. Like most Christians do. They don't carry out environmental sanitation. It is that same ground that will curse you. The ground is polluted. Are you with me? An altar has been raised there. Now, normally, I'm teaching you too much. You should labor before you... Hallelujah. What's the difference between sometimes when, if God wants to send you on a mission, he teaches you something. Blood. It's a powerful tool. That is the reason why our relationship with God is on the basis of a blood covenant. What's the implication of that? Okay, why do herbalists use blood? It's the same thing. Okay, there's life in the blood. That's one. It has life. It also has vocabulary, has utterance. It speaks, has vocabulary. Because the Bible says that the blood of Jesus, it does what? It speaks. So blood speaks. It's the utterance of the blood of Abel that besieged the court of heaven and demanded heaven's justice system to look upon this abomination that has been done under the sun. Meanwhile, the Bible reveals that... Are you with me? The Bible reveals that God is a governor among the nations. And just in case the justice system of your nation refuses to give you judgment, you can appeal to the court of heaven. You know, these days, our justice system is defective. With all due respect to all the legal luminaries here present, they are laboring in a context that is subject to deception and corruption. It's very difficult to get an accurate judgment in Nigeria these days. But not so the court of heaven. Now, the blood of Abel that cried did not cry to a high court. Neither did he cry to a supreme court. He cried to where? The court of heaven. Let me come back. The reason why the blood had vocabulary to cry was because the man that was killed did nothing. If by any means, whether your name is Fulani Herdsmen or Boko Haram, it's better you kill unbelievers. Because if there is one righteous man among them that you killed, we have more occasion in the justice system of heaven to press charges and to demand that a bitter cause overtake them and everyone that sponsored that cause from the third to the fourth generation. But you see, if there's no law enforcement agent, if there's no priest to demand the justice system of heaven to be activated, some of those things might linger until a prophet that has understanding comes on board. Blood. Pastor says, what is it? It has life. It's just like airtime. Let's put it this way, it has airtime. I hope you know it's when you have airtime that you can talk. So that life, let's call it airtime. Credit. We went to pray for somebody, a colonel. They begged us to come, and we came there. We met the colonel. When I laid hands on him, you know what I saw? I saw MTN recharge card. I said, what's this? And you know the amount on the card? 0 naira. So God told me he has no credit. So the prayer ended, and I greeted them, and I left. 1 week after I left, the colonel died. There was what? No credit. I know that one has struck you, Abby. Me, I have credit. Yes, there are many things I have done that I did not expecting a return. Yes, there are many vulnerable people that came my way that I provided cover for. Not because they have the capacity to pay me back. That kind of function, that humanitarian function, is God's duty. And when you apply yourself to that kind of duty, you are doing the work of God. A thousand people can die. God will find a way to survive. He can drown, dry up river Benue if that is what is required for you to survive. When I laid hands on him, what was the sign there? No credit. That means the guy had been living for himself. He's not too relevant upon the face of the earth. If they kill that type, there will be no revenge. That's what I'm saying. You are not with me. So, there was no credit there. They said the devil should suffer loss because in his act of blind wickedness, he now oversteps his boundary and afflicts a righteous person. We can make a case out of that in the court of heaven. Are you following one of those? Oh, man. Now, I want to provoke you. Now, is there anybody that died in your family that did not die normally? You didn't die normally. You can make a case out of that. Did you make a case out of that? Are you as smart as the preacher in the book of Ecclesiastes that say, I saw an evil under the... He documented it. Oh, my God. But you have allowed it pass. It's 10 years now, nothing has happened. Because there's no priest to press charges. You know what happens in court when your lawyer doesn't show up? The wickedness of the devil makes him blind. And we are supposed to exploit that blindness when he goes overboard. And he goes beyond his own territory to touch them that are of the seed of David. a case should come out of that. That's what we came here to do. And I'm just trying to educate us. I thought we understood. But the way we're praying, oh, hallelujah. Now, so Jesus went to hell. He was sentenced to hell. Or you want a scripture to prove that? Because some of you don't know that he went to hell. Alright. I think it's 1 Peter chapter 4. Let's find that scripture. 4 verse 6. 1 Peter 4, 6. For this cause the gospel was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. The gospel was preached to the dead. It was Jesus that did that preaching. When he was admitted into hell, and according to the constitution, only the wicked should be turned into hell. And he was there for 3 years, 3 days. And when the permutations were collated, the gravity of the original sin was put on the pendulum of justice. And then the sacrifice that Jesus had to pay, which were not supposed to be for himself, was put on the pendulum. And the point where the reading now revealed that the weight of that sacrifice superseded the issues that pertain to the original sin, when the justice system of heaven was satisfied, and the price that was supposed to undo the implication of our declaration of independence against God was fully satisfied, then the Holy Spirit left heaven into hell to bring the Holy, to bring Jesus out of the dead. And that's why the Bible says that if the Spirit that what raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in thee. Now, unknown to Satan, that suffering that Jesus suffered, today now, if you can believe in Jesus by faith, that suffering, it was you that suffered it. So you don't have accommodation in hell again. That's the payment that Satan will have to live with because he brought affliction on a righteous man. And so for every righteous man that Satan torments, there is supposed to be something that will make Satan regret at the end of the day. You know some of the prisoners. Have you gone through some prisoners before? And you were faithful to God until the pressure was lifted. You will discover that you will be many more times what you were before the pressure came, after the pressure. Yeah. Oh my God, you are not with me. Yeah. It is because Satan laid a hold on a righteous man. Among men that fell in Agatu, men that fell in Taraba, and men that are falling now in Southern Kaduna, there are many righteous people. And for every case of a righteous man that falls, there is a case for a lawyer to take that matter to heaven and to press charges for the justice system of heaven to respond to that abnormality. So a priest, part of his assignment is to say, I have seen an evil under the sun. The reason why he's identifying and documenting it is so that it will be in the order that the court of heaven can begin to address. What do you call it? Is it a summon that you call? How do you present? What is the document that you use to report a case in court? Writ of summon.
It is fundamental right. Can come by any form of.
How do you engage the court?
You prepare your claims, your grievance.
What is the name of those claims? What's the technical name of those claims?
Pleadings.
It's prayer.
Pleadings. You draw pleadings. Then what you are asking the court to do, you are then praying the court. You pray the court the relief you are seeking from the court. You couch it in the form of prayers that they should do it in view of all these things that have been done.
What I'm trying to make you understand is that word prayer is a legal register. Don't think it's a religious word. No, it's not. It's not in the Holy Land that you don't get that. Is what?
In the court system.
Are you with me? If there's nobody to press charges, the matter can lie fallow.
And in view of the.
But you need to be learned to be able to press charges intelligently. consistent with the constitution, so that the wise men of the court can hear your cry, and then they can take it up from there. And that's why prayer that is done outside of the will of God is not gallant enough, doesn't have sufficient stature to capture the attention of the wise men in council.
One of the claims for which you can bring lawsuit, there's something that is called statute of limitation that says you should bring a claim within a certain time which the offense was committed against you. But because of the...
So there, if we don't report this matter to heaven within the window where of validity, if we bring it later, it will be of no consequence.
But because of the sacred, the strict human right, fundamental right, as very sacred, so any time you rise up,
whether
you become enlightened, you can rise up and pray and bring a claim against that violation.
Everybody that was killed in your family,
when you become enlightened,
of
you can
that
rise
death
up.
That was killed innocently. We are going to press charges on
all
those
action
things.
Lies in perpetuity when it has to do with violation of human rights.
Hallelujah. You know, when witchcraft began to kill people in my family, because my own immediate family was not affected, it was not a strong prayer point. Just like as we are saying, Southern Cardinal, now somebody is saying, you put her in the pocket and say, my father. Because, the reason is because somebody within the nucleus of his own context was not affected. But a priest does not operate that way. In fact, a priest comes to God not as an individual, he comes to God as a corporate persona. He carries and bears the sin of the people. Just in case the issue on ground is an argument against sin, he comes bearing their sin. He confesses as if he's a sinner, even though he himself was not a partaker of that sin. But because he's coming on their behalf as the Son of Man, he comes with their identity, comes with their limitation, he comes with their cry, he comes... Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now, a priest is a corporate persona. All we need is just one man from a household. Just one man.
Answer. As an attorney general, if it is a criminal action, you can also rise up in your capacity. An attorney general is the first law officer of a nation. So you can rise up in your capacity as an attorney general to challenge any crime that is committed anywhere in Nigeria, to bring criminal action, criminal claim against any crime that is committed within that territory, within that jurisdiction.
Now, I'd like us to gather the points. That's the need for priesthood. It is expected of us as priests in this nation to identify the abominations that take place within her, and to demand that the justice system of heaven respond to it. The people that were killed in Southern Kaduna, according to statistics, that is newspaper statistics, which almost always is an underestimated statistics, is 808 people. When I served in Kano, I was staying in Bompai police barrack. When Boko Haram hit Bompai police barrack, what we saw on the papers was, 58? But I lived there. So I called the people that were there. The bodies that they lined up was 220. But the newspaper said, 50. So if the newspaper can be bold enough to say 808, what are we talking about? And imagine that there were little ones among them, children of 2 years, 5 years, that were killed. That's why I read that scripture in the book of Isaiah chapter 42. Maybe I need to read it again. You didn't understand where I was going when I read it. Isaiah chapter 42. 22 says, but this is a people robbed and spoiled. They are all of them snared in holes. They are hid in prison houses. They are for a prey, and none deliver it. For a spoil, and none say it. Restore. Now, in this particular equation, the abomination is going on, but there's no priest on ground to gather the claims and to present the prayer that they are expecting the court to act upon. The case of Nigeria is a case of a missing priest. A missing priest. Darkness will continue until a priest arises on the behalf of a people that understand spiritual things, spiritual language, and spiritual protocols to press charges on heaven so that heaven can administer its justice system of equity and judgment. If there is no such priest in your family, then judgment will be delayed till another time. Until a priest rises that is intelligent enough spiritually to be able to press charges on the abominations that have been done among your people, then it will look as if nothing went wrong. And you will be wondering why a wicked man is still riding his limousine and nothing is happening to him. His flesh is becoming finer, fresher. Aye. And he is bogus in the iniquity of, and wickedness. It's because priesthood is absent. So this scripture is revealing a situation where there is an absent priesthood in the territory. What you'll find is a beast of reckless wickedness, a beast, an untamed beast, an unbridled beast, with an insatiable appetite for blood. It was here I did the teaching. Did I do it here? The spirit of Islam. I did it here. The green horse. Yes, the green horse. The spirit that the Muslims worship is called death. Death. That death you have heard about, that's what they worship. They worship death. Yes. I don't want to go into that again. Now, as long as there is Islam, there will be death. Islam is not about Tesbih and Buddha. It is a strong priesthood, very strong priesthood, in synchrony with the spirit of death. How many of you, there's one video, if you put it here, you will vomit. How many of you watch it? That they were slaughtering people like goat. Did you see that video? Don't raise your hand. Are you afraid of somebody? That's Islam. I hope you know in the video you saw that there was one water draining the blood into the pipeline. Because it is for sacrifice. As long as they are here, people will die. That's what we're talking about. And it's taking the whole world. And those kind of evils can take place if there is no priesthood on ground. So it is our responsibility to rise up and press charges so that the hand of God can be stretched forth. Are you still with me? It's what? Our responsibility to do what? Like I said, most of us are not likely to want to press charges except something happens close to us. God forbid, though. We need to rise up now. Because according to the intelligence I've received, there is a target on Taraba and Benue. A renewed target on Taraba and Benue. They say they have unfinished business with Benue and Taraba State. Don't worry about the window. Just be focused. Unfinished business where? Benue State and what? Taraba. So if this beast of reckless wickedness is not hindered, it's not stopped. If there's no priesthood on ground to say restore, there will be no limit to his advancement. Check the rise of Danfodio. You know, it's because they killed him in Ushongo that the campaign stopped. The campaign was not designed to stop. And meanwhile, according to the first forecast of astrology, they had safe passage. So the thing that killed him, they did not see it from their own line of divination. Are you following? Those guys don't match until they have checked in the star. Until they have seen that there's perfect alignment between the sun, moon, and star. May you not be a body, just a physical body on earth. Because I'm seeing many, we're praying, I was just watching people. I say, your wilderness journey is far. God doesn't have problem. It's we that have problem. That poverty is worrying. That witches are looking for. God has a throne. I tell you, the throne is correct. So he doesn't have problem. And then you come to God's presence, you are sitting now as if, hey! The thing that they did you, that thing they do away. God doesn't have problem. You are the one that has the problem. Rigmaroling from place to place. Instead of cutting covenant with God and rising up as a priest to press charges. It was when they killed my father. The thing came close. When they killed him. I now got angry. It was that. I would have gotten angry like that since. Maybe he would have saved my life. But, you know, when it's happening outside and it's not happening close to you. You are always, when you pray about it, you say, help them. Lord, help them. Help them. Help them. They are in trouble. Help them. That's how we used to pray about it. Until the thing came close. And this man will be sick. He will never be well. Pray all kinds of prayer. The time we're supposed to start praying was the time before the arrow came. But it was like the situation of Isaiah when there was none that cried. What? Restore. No one. It was that death that stirred me to anger, that stirred me to fasting, that stirred me to prayer. The fasting without end. It was that adventure that led to my spiritual growth. I was an Equa member singing hymn. There shall be shower of blessing. This is the coming of God. There shall be seasons refreshing. I'm from the spirit of Abu. We sang sweet songs in church and our people were still dying. It means that the kind of priesthood that we presented was not sufficient for the matter on ground. You don't play religion. Then I decided to look for God. And when I started to pray, he was the one that placed the burden of what I was to pray about on my heart. Because I had now focused. Something had caught my attention. And I was moving. Wanted to find the reason for this event. Meanwhile, that was an open gate for me to receive the calling into priesthood. It was that calling into priesthood that was responsible for revelations I had from God, which were educative revelations for me to know how the spirit realm works and how to use, oh my God, the potentials of the grace of God to bring changes by applications in the spirit realm. That was where it all began. That was where it all began. You pray, you get to a point, then God will show you a vision. You know, a revelation is something beyond the scope of your thought. There is no way you can be so smart as to stumble on a revelation. It must be disclosed. And then God now brings you into a context of revelation. Something that is beyond your thought realm. And then he begins to tell you to apply your spirit on it. Apply your spirit upon it. Then you exercise your spirit in prayer. And make demands on heaven. And then things began to happen. Things began to happen. I saw the effect of priesthood. But if there's nobody on ground to say, restore the wickedness, we continue. I don't have time to press more. But I hope we now understand fully what I'm trying to say. So Satan is paying till tomorrow for bringing an illegal judgment upon Jesus. And Satan will pay anytime he brings pressure upon a righteous man. That is enough situation to build a case against the enemy and to demand that the hand of God moves. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah.
Amen.
Life is spiritual. Look good, look fine, look sharp. But know that life is more than looks. If what you look is who you are, then you are lost. Some of us are bigger than what we look. In fact, we look funny on the outside. Very funny. And then you look at us in the natural and estimate us from what you are seeing. Then you try to come into a fight, you will not survive it. What will hit you, you will not know whether it came from the back or the front. Hallelujah. There must be somebody in your family to say, restore that voice of priesthood that is turned against the tyranny, the darkness. There must be such a voice. Lest, these are normally will never stop. And so the preacher said, what? I have seen an evil. Where? Because we have already started, I didn't intend to do this kind of Bible study. That's part one. Since we have started, let's do another 5 minutes. That's part one. So the priesthood must identify the abomination and fully articulate it so that they can present it before the court of heaven. Hallelujah. Ah, you are not here, but is it a fasting that is doing you like that? Oh, Jesus. God will help us in the name of Jesus. So this is the first point. We have to move to the second point now. Now, when the children of Israel were going to possess the land that God had promised them, he gave them some instructions. These instructions are critical. Very, very critical. I hope you know, I was reading some articles because they are new developments. But don't read what I read anyway. I have reasons for reading what I read. A man was making a presentation about the Church of Satan. And in the Church of Satan, what they do is that they want to, before you become a bona fide, a chartered member, you must have broken the Ten Commandments. Now, are you still with me? Stay with me. Stay with me. You are not with me. Your mind, where is your mind? Your mind. I'm not feeling you. You must have broken the Ten Commandments. Many people carry on, but when it comes to thou shalt not kill, you have to kill. So if you cannot kill, you are not a chartered member of the Church of Satan. You can attend their services, but if you are going to be a chartered member, you must invert the Ten Commandments. Now, what is it? Why is it that God gave us his own legal system, his own perspective, his own justice, his own rightness? He gave us his own rightness so that we can understand how he intends that life on earth, in keeping with the justice system of heaven, should be. Even though we are on earth, we are actually supposed to be under the rulership of the throne that is domiciled in heaven. In fact, the entire book of Matthew is written to give us a prescription of how the life of a man that is under the government of heaven is supposed to be. That's the reason, the spirit of the book of Matthew. The entire book of Matthew. How that person that is regulated from heaven, how he relates to money, how he relates to other people, how he relates to. That book captured it. Jesus gave us a very, very wonderful piece in the book of Matthew to show us how kingdom life is lived. But in the occultic world, you gain more promotion in the occultic world if you break the laws of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so you will see that there are several satanic powers, like people that use the spirit of the python to prophesy, because divination and prophecy are similar. Is that true? So what's the difference between divination and prophecy? Soothsaying and prophecy. Somebody that operates with the spirit of divination utters soothsayings, and a prophet utters prophecies. So what's the difference between the utterances coming from a soothsayer and a prophet? Help me. Please help me. Help me. Help me. Help me. Quickly. Because as well, we need a lot of education to do our spiritual work this year. A lot of spiritual education. Yeah. Brother, who has the microphone? We have 5 minutes to do this so that we can start engaging prayer. Bring the microphone. Someone that operates with a spirit of divination, how can you identify them?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In my own understanding, I felt.
Don't say that. Don't say that. My own.
Okay. I still say. Okay. Look at the situation in which it will be acceptable. Why a prophecy is on the truth? Whether
that's it's ground level soothsaying. That's soothsaying on first floor. You tried. You know what he said? He said, a soothsayer will observe the situation first and check the trend before he prophesies. Together? Some of them do that. That's ground level. Because there's somebody that prophesied that Hillary Clinton was going to be the U.S. president. He must have watched CNN, watched all the other stations. And if you were glued to CNN, you would have actually believed that Hillary had even won even before the election. So it was easy for you to come and say, bah, 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 bah. You understand? All right. Who else wants to come to the rescue? Soothsaying, what's the difference?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
According to scriptures in 1 Corinthians 14:3.
1 Corinthians 14:3.
Yes, it shows us.
Read the scripture to our hearing.
But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort.
Good.
So prophecy, the end result should bring exhortation, edification, and comfort to us.
That's first ground level definition of prophecy. No, stay tuned. No, I'm not trying to. Sorry. If you felt I wanted to put my hands in your eyes, that's not what I want to achieve. That's first level definition of prophecy. Mature prophecy goes beyond this. It still has these characteristics. These basic characteristics are still in it, but it goes beyond this. He said, if I have the gift of prophecy and I understand all mysteries, there is an operation of prophecy that goes into the realm of mysteries. I just wanted to to add that. So, soothsaying has these characteristics exactly. It speaks to men unto comfort. It speaks to men unto edification. He has that exact. Oh yeah, turn your Bible. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, 8 verse 16. You will see an example of a soothsayer. The Greek word for spirit of divination there, divination, the Greek word for divination is Python. How many of you have been to Agrabi? Agrabi. You guys are, I don't know. You people are behaving as if you are not from. Are you not a thief woman? We have not been there. But you heard that there's a place. When? Hallelujah. Sometimes we need to go to our churches in the villages. In fact, we have to do. Where is Pastor Dan? We have to do. In fact, oh my God. These people have been in Macaulay for too long. In that Agrabi, you will come there, you will see the sculpted two pythons. It's an altar. When they begin to do that, their thing, they can begin to give something that like prophecy. And to a great extent, what they are saying is accurate. What's the difference between prophecy and divination? Because many of you here have gone to altars of divination because unknowingly, and you have injured your destiny. Is there anybody here that has gone to synagogue? Maybe you went on pilgrimage. Be bold, so that we can pray. Okay, there are two people that have gone to. Okay, I'm not doing it again because you are not. It's you that has problem. Yeah. Now, that man of synagogue, you might say it's jealousy. What have I seen? See the way he is moving. Me. It's not. Before you call somebody a prophet, we should be able to ask you. You are not a prophet except you have sat there for 10 years, minimum. We need to ask, who did TB Joshua grow under? Do you know? Because he did not come from the church. It's people that stayed in Lagos earlier, in Lagos, you will know how he came. They used to sacrifice at the bar beach, chicken and animals. Him, that man. And there was never a time he gave his life to Christ. From that one, he now started church. And then became senior prophet. And then gullible Christians that are available for sacrifice are going to visit. Yeah, all of them are available. Anybody that goes there is available for sacrifice. He's not useful to himself, so he's available for sacrifice. Became a senior prophet. And all he's doing is running that show on the spirit of divination. The devil will give you something and he doesn't expect you to maintain a certain character in order for you to maintain it. No. If it's divination you're operating with, you won't need to live holy. In fact, divination is serviced by an altar of immorality. So in Agrabi, they have something like prophecy there, but it's soothsaying. Sister has abandoned me. I told you, there's a scripture I say you should read.
Mm-hmm. But as yet, he was falling upon none of them.
Wait. 16:16.
See, and it came to pass.
It came to pass.
As he went to pray.
We went to prayer.
A certain damsel.
This damsel is not afraid of prayer. Normally, we think that where prayer is moving, people that are possessed won't come. You are a learner. It is that your prayer that will attack them. I learned that lesson terribly in Kano. We said that, okay, where there is serious prayer, we used to pray and witches were among us. I will go to Savangeri to preach, the power of God will move. When I come to that, our own place where we pray, I'm like an orthodox pastor. No oil on my head. No oil. When I'm in town, when I'm preaching, Shabogiri, I'm burning. My eyes will be seeing vision. When I come to that altar. In fact, because of that altar, for about 6 months, I was blind spiritually. I couldn't see. I operate in the teaching and prophetic office, like this, left and right. The prophetic was switched off. I became a teacher. Something had happened there. There were witches in our midst. Until we now started under prayer that the witches were not aware of. And then we did that one for 8 hours. It was during the second 8 hours prayer that thing broke. So we now came for prayer again, the witches gathered. They didn't know that something was in that prayer that day. The anointing came back. And this time it came with war. That was the day I saw somebody slain and the person fainted. He fell under power and he stopped breathing. The parents came and arrested me. I had to pray, beg God for that lady to rise up. That was the day the yoke was broken. So in case you think that people that are possessed will not follow you because you are praying, it's the prayer that will attract them. The Bible says, as they went for prayer, a certain what?
Damsel.
A what? Damsel. Huh?
Damsel.
Are you afraid of that word? A certain what? He approached. Alright, go on now.
A certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination.
Now that word divination there is Python. If you check it on the lexicon, you'll see it. The spirit of Python. Now you know why it's called Python? You don't know. Okay, leave it. If you get Python, read Python, cut the head. Huh? That water,
the venom.
Okay, let's leave it. That venom is what they use, the concoction that makes those people see. Those people that see, those MTB Joshua, is that venom that they use. If you do that thing and you come and stand here, you can see everything. Python. But you will sleep with the python first or in the same room. You sleep there. Anything the python does, you remain there. Sleep, you put head, you lie down. They went to great lengths. That's why they will not pity you. You came with your problem from anywhere you came. they will collect your body because they suffer. They suffer. It was at the risk of that. Not everybody that went on that journey came back. A certain damsel with a spirit of python came. Huh? Go on.
With the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying.
Alright. Go on.
The same followed Paul and us.
Followed Paul and us.
And cried, saying.
Cried, saying.
These men are the servants of the Most High God. Which show unto us the way of salvation.
Okay, show me what is wrong with that utterance according to the Bible. Show me what is, with your own knowledge of prophecy, show me what is wrong with that utterance. Because, show me first before I talk. These are the kind of things we say. That is a revelatory prophecy that is revealing the identity, the true identity and mission of these people. He just met them and said, hey, these are the men of God. They show unto us the way of salvation. But it was Python. Well, okay. Let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's stop there. Let's stop there, let's stop there for now. I think maybe in our school of prophets, I will show you the difference. But if you have gone to synagogue here, you will be cleansed this night. Now, and I'm not joking. I'm not joking. You will be cleansed this night. If you identify, if you believe a soothsayer, your soul is in bondage. Have you ever, maybe by play, you went somewhere, somebody read your hand like this. Read your palm. Has it happened to you before? Somebody read your palm. You are under a curse. You are under a curse. If somebody has ever read your palm before, you are under a curse. Let's leave it. You know, well, all of this is happening because there is no intelligent person on ground that will say, restore. Restore. Sometimes you wonder why you lack financially. Those causes are working. And nobody asked you to go. You went yourself. You paid your transport money. You appeared there. And then you are now expecting to come and prosper. When it was an altar of divination, you went to consult. It's just like somebody that doesn't know that electric wire shocks people. The fact that you don't know it, does the wire understand that? Electricity will electrocute you. You don't play spiritual games. And that's why we need enlightenment. A lot of things happen when there's nobody on ground to say, restore. We're going to pray tonight. The prayer is simple. We are pressing charges on the herdsmen. Pressing charges on Boko Haram. We are releasing a bitter curse. If anybody in authority is using this country's money to fund that adventure, let paralysis, that before the fourth month of this year, let that person be paralyzed half of his body paralyzed. Rendered totally dead. Let a bitter curse from God catch up with them. He said, none say it. Restore. The witches in your family, they have thrived because there was none to say, restore. You can press charges on everybody that was killed before his time in your family. You can press charges for every soul that fell before his day. There must be a man on ground to say, restore. 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 Ayaborosina ilatoma. I see that God is willing this night. God is willing. God is willing. God is willing. God is willing.
Amasobena Zaita Marandele.
Simana branda sombare ala balama. Miradole te malakam brema sandabo barakabena. Ayama santa le babaria. Zikada marata marata marata. Seado mala de nakande merekango selabo. Aila mama telo ma sante la turabo. Ikamara sante la doma dalima kabrena. Isoboro konde la sinan. Aila mandala la to balala to. Samina le kompre samare tabara komina kade. Aila mara kama sanda yeto malika mana. Ay la masanda le mora salabalabo. Ia mama mama. Ria se lo pare a salo pare a sacamandele. Amina sanda beramonde la bene talabo. Talabo mala. Ay la marate malate malate. Amoro koma ya toma le gatale mandala barate na sopena. I am a la tomena sante bari masanta. Press charges! Try, restore! Zero bao manan telado bala kobalu ba ra balaba ra balaba ra balaba. Saila marato la balake sante la bo. Nebina la de da dombra santa barada de la comele. Aina maraca masa prega de babo da bodo. E kakodo baha. Sayabo, sayabo, sayabo. Ayate la balato balana rebasa mina kalabona. Ayada bola samala demo. Ambolo samante. Iba bara toba, toba, toba. Marada ne ba ho bala, bala ho bala. Ah, so bala teko stampe. Let the beasts of wickedness fall. Let the beasts fall. Let the beasts fall. Let the beast fall. Let everyone, everyone who finances is behind this, be cursed with the bitter curse. Silo Cabarate, Empress Santa Cabala, Ecababo Samakaya Cabala, Ambala Santa Santa Baboria. We resist you. We resist you in the spirit. We resist you. We resist you. We resist you. We resist you. We name you an abomination and we bring the curse of the Lord upon you. There is a complicated, invoke the justice of God. Invoke the judgment of God. The soul that sinned, the same shall die. Come, Basabria Tababola, Matabra Tabala, Tabrabina, Baska Sabina, Tabra Tabala, Tabra Tabala, Akanana Namasan, Embrakate, Sopasa, Matabasa, Tabata Babola, Esrabata, Tabala. Ana ya ta 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 Somebody cry, restore. Let God arise and let His enemies be scattered.
Ta 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 Let the hand of the Lord be released. Be released. Oh God, arise and let your enemies be scattered. We uproot wickedness. Let wickedness have no root in our nation, in our land, in the name of Jesus. We uproot wickedness. We uproot it. We uproot it. We uproot it. We uproot it. In the name of Jesus.
Ayakabata, 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 Ayakabata,
In Jesus' name. Now we are going to stand on behalf of our family. Everyone that was killed by witchcraft, by wickedness, every righteous one that was touched, every destiny that was touched, everyone that fell, you want to press charges. He said the treachery will continue as long as there is no man to say yes, Lord. You want to press charges? Let justice, the justice system of God, let it come into your family. Let there be justice. Let there be judgment. Let there be equity. Let the hand of God come into that family. Come, invite him. Invite the Lord. Invite the Lord. Invite him now. Invite his hand now. Invite his hand now. Evil continues because good people do nothing. Stretch your hand over the family. Stretch your hand. Stretch your hand. Let the wickedness that have been covered for many years, let the hand of God descend. Alla bola 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 bola, sai la maratanda la marata malata, e kamena kombala, sabela kombre sambaratos ke maliatima, e mene kolo basande pregete, sabongo polo e kapatala bakombra. Asai tabola toli papa, samantela, samantala babori akante begede. Let the books of remembrance be opened, that justice might come into the family. We invoke the book of remembrance. We invoke the book of remembrance. We invoke the book of remembrance. Elie kamama rabodo simamade. We invoke the book of remembrance. Kaboro de basai la barana mela kumbela kumbo. Aya gaba la posa manta la babo. Ika malate bakomba rastaya tapo gaba. Isamale, samale, samale, akela parama, saila toberade, ekamola bo parada mena kamela, ayamoka, ayamoka, same kala bo mala, ayasale, sale mala. Ikale dale bala kongale Amele kala banda yakoma shabalatwa Sela boma Sela bali modela Oh liya mama sakapata
Sakamanta, Sakabalapua, Sakateleba, Sakakanda, Ayata Manta, Vanta Baboya, Asabaria, Zezazoa, Atabereta, Inda la Branda Baboria, Asabata Babaratua. Yes, Lord. Oria sike pande sabanata, ele comparaso kazesa, esa na tete kana tete. Esa na tete kana tete, esa na tete kana tete, esa na tete kana tete. Aita tete sekata, aita kana manda, aita soba, aita soba, aita malanda, aita kero borosia, amporoto shanda, ela kopondia la baraka. Hey, kabobo santa baboria, kabobo santa baboria. Oh God. In Jesus' name. Now the Holy Spirit has put a prayer on my tongue. It means He wants to judge, but He wants us to pray that prayer. The Lord said I should say unto His people that we should pray that every tree that He has not planted should be rooted out. Now, that's a prayer point He is giving us as a people tonight. Can you raise that prayer point up and say every tree that God has not planted, let it be rooted out. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now. Root it out right now. Root it out right now. Root it out right now. Root it out. Root it out right now. Root it out. Root it out. Root it out. Root it out. Root it out right now. We root it out in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah. Yes, yes, from the root, 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 we root it out, we root it out of the lineage, of the family, we root it out, we root it out. We root it out, we root it out tonight. Yes, yes. Yes, we root it out from the foundation, from the foundation. We remove it, 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 we remove it now. Go. Aleva babu basa. Raske to horo noske da bina san. Ila babababababa. Thank you.
your name. We bless 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 your name. Sing, we bless your name. 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 Oh, 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 oh. We bless your name. 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 bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless
your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name. We
bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
Sing it one more time.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless.
I see in the spirit.
And we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless
your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name, Lord.
We bless your name.
We bless
your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We bless your name.
We bless your name. We bless. Your name, we bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus. O Bala Tuale Tomis Alakambras, the Lord of Alakamba. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless your name.
Oh, 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 oh.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh,
oh, oh,
your name.
I see the spirit of death. For one of us here, the thing that God said is to uproot is death. But there is death lurking in your family. Death spread across, looking for who to devour. But every tree that our Heavenly Father has not planted, it must be rooted out. Can you pray for 2 minutes? Pray for your family, break this scourge of death. Break it. 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. 2 minutes. 2 minutes. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Now let me pray for you. This prayer is an emergency. Father, in the name of Jesus, that brother, that sister, that mother, that father, that the spirit of death has been haunting, trying to snatch your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, from my left hand side to my right hand side, you told us to uproot every tree that you have not planted. You have anointed me as a law enforcement agent of the spirit of light. And I stand in that office, that privileged office of grace tonight, to ask the Lord, if there's any family represented here suffering from the menace of death. And right now as we speak, death seeks to take one from that family. Amen. Father, from my left hand side to my right hand side, touch the member of that family. No, you don't need to say amen. Just calm down. Touch the member of that family. 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 He's coming now. Touch the member of that family. Touch the member of that family. Anywhere the person is sitting or standing, let your hand draw close, so that the scourge of death can be... Oh my God, he's coming. Touch the member of that family. Touch stronger. Touch them, all of them, all of them, all of them, all of them. I arrest them. I arrest the spirit
of death. I arrest the spirit of death. I arrest the spirit of death. As a law enforcement agent in the spirit of light, I decree that you shall not die. You shall live to testify of the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I take away the sentence of death from your life. In the name of Jesus. Ha ha! Oh my God. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless. Now this is what I see. It's difficult to describe. Okay. Well, I will ask God to show me the person, even though it's difficult to describe. Now listen, I'm seeing somebody on the bed, and when this person goes to the bed, then a session of attacks begin. You are not attacked when you are awake, but you are attacked when you go to sleep. And when you go to sleep, there's a session of attacks. I'm seeing a demon of a very white countenance approaching your room when you go to sleep. And that demon comes with something like a syringe. It's like a syringe, and he injects the person. Now bring that person, please. It's an emergency. They send the demon from the village. They send the demon from the village. Saito kami, saito celebata, ilas kombre zamatwa kilabaria. Isonia, Kavena, Kizome, I drain out the poison. Uh-huh. Oh, my yite, ayite. I drain out the poison from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, and I send it back to sender. Every tree that my heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted again. Can you sing that song quietly one more time, because so that I can run away? We bless your name.
We bless your name.
Nobody has taken plans of a body man.
Your name.
I see somebody having an attack on your legs. Your legs, those pains on your legs will never go. They will just, as if they are reducing, they are coming back. They are on your legs. I'm seeing an attack on the legs. 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 And if you are the one I'm talking about, put your hand on those legs right now.
We bless your name. We bless your name. Your name.
Your name.
And we bless your name.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we bless your name.
I command that pain. Command that pain on the leg. I dissolve it. Pain! I arrest you. I arrest you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. In the name of Jesus. I break the hold. Come out. Thank you, Lord. You can remove your hand. Come.
Your name. Your name.
I see one kind of an attack. This kind of an attack comes in such a way that it's as if your breath is going. It's as if your breath is going. Have you ever... Yes, like your breath is going. Your breath is going. Now I want to break that yoke, because the thing is on you as I speak. It takes your breath away, brings you into a condition where it's as if your breath is going. Kaila mo ramasi, esomina kandas.
Maita kore mas beti meleka broske bastatu natu twa. Alato meze I presko farato I masiet. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. I release your soul. I release your soul. Lord, she is innocent. 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 I plead. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. I plead the blood, Lord. I plead the blood. Yeah. All right. I lose you from that goal. Let that suffocating demon that was released from engines come from you. In the name of Jesus. Now, because of time, I have to stop here. But let me pray for you.
We bless your name.
Ah, yeah.
We bless your name. We bless your name.
Can you use that song as a tool of thanksgiving?
We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
We
bless your name.
In Jesus' name. Father, I lift everyone here before you. Those in need of healing. I believed you for healing, but in 2006 it didn't come. Release it to them in 2007. Amen. Let there be no heavy yoke, no heavy burden. Let the gates be opened before your people continually. In the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up Nigeria before you. And we lay a curse on this beast of reckless wickedness. And everyone that has lifted up his hand, contributed, supported financially, supported technically, in any form, in any fashion that is part of this movement of wickedness, will bring a curse upon them. A curse of paralysis. Let their body begin to wither. In the name of Jesus Christ. We curse Boko Haram. We curse the Fulani Herdsmen movement. We bring that counsel to naught in the name of Jesus Christ. Let pestilences, plagues, judgments from the Lord begin to visit their camps, visit their meetings, visit their strategy meetings. Let their plans fail. Let their intentions come to naught. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father.